Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 37. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
As you have noticed, Matt Fowler is joining us. You may know him from such great podcasts as The Point After Attempt and The Point After Attempt.
And also featured on that one really, really good one, Bleed Geek.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's on that a couple times, man. Huh?
Yeah. What is this, like number three, maybe four?
I think it might be four.
Maybe, who knows? It's hard to keep track when you've done 37 episodes already.
37.
It's kind of like my episode.
Why is it yours?
Because I'm like 037 everywhere. Oh. 37, you get it? He doesn't get it. Anyway. as usual, it's a short one. We didn't, last week we were right on time, so we had a little leeway this week, right? It's a little after 8. We always try to do our podcast Thursdays at 8, so if you're joining us live, you obviously know that. Otherwise, you can always find our podcast on iTunes or on our website. Bleedgeek.com/podcast, I wonder. I bet that works. Maybe not.
Bleedgeek.com
and click on podcasts. Either way.
For sure, that'll work.
Yeah, I don't think the podcast one works anymore. I think we took that off. Anyways. Yeah. We'll just kick her off, huh?
Let's.
Well, it's been a week. Oh, I didn't say it. It's the week of February. Today's Groundhog's Day, so February 2.
Puxitani did see his shadow this morning, so six more weeks of winter.
We haven't had winter yet. How can we have six more weeks of it?
I don't know. We've had winter. We've had non-Minnesotan winter.
We did see 16 below one day.
One day?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I think one day, right?
Well, it was below zero for a couple days.
We had like 3 days where it was cold.
Like legitimate Minnesota.
Right.
A couple in December, too.
No, because it didn't go below zero in December at all.
But that's it didn't go below zero when you're below zero. There are a couple single-digit days.
Listen, I don't know how they do things in New York, Matt, but that's not winter here.
In New York, it's like, I always love talking to family back home, and they're like, oh, so cold out here. Was it like 35? Yeah.
Shut up, Mom and Dad.
Talk to me when it's negative 35. Is that what you tell them?
Oh, nothing worse than that, scraping off your freaking car in the morning.
Yeah, like you can't feel anything.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I hate.
Then I miss
scraping
New York.
Off your car?
It's scraping off my car.
Because then you just shot someone and they scraped it off for you, right?
Or you use their blood as the de-icer.
You just shot them in the foot to show them you're serious.
No, you use their blood as the de-icer.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, you know, but you don't shoot them. You know, like, cut them up here so you get the spray.
Anyways.
Moving forward.
Deck podcast.
We had our podcast last Thursday, as we do this Thursday, but it was Thursday night, I feel like Friday morning, John Rubenstein announced he was leaving HP. Is that how you say it, Rubenstein? Were you going to correct me?
I thought you were going to correct me. No, I was going
to say. I thought maybe I was wrong.
No.
I think that's right,
I was going to say, ooh, like, from HP.
Yeah. He was the head, I think he was the CEO at Palm. And then, of course, when HP acquired Palm, they acquired John Rubenstein. And he was pretty high up. As you may know, HP hasn't had the best last 12 months, as they've really not known what they were doing at all, really. And they're still trying to work things out. Was it them that they just had a new CEO, too? Another one? No, they didn't. But they had one recently. But when they got rid of Leo Apotheker earlier at the end of last year.
Then What's-Her-Face took over.
Is it Meg Whitman? Is she the one that's in charge of that?
Whit.
Is that right?
Whit. Yeah.
Whitman?
Yes.
Whitman, formerly of eBay, I believe is where she came from.
That is correct.
And was also on their board of directors. But, yeah, and they have officially, I think they officially gave a date for open sourcing WebOS. Do you know what that was? I don't remember off the top of my head.
Mm-mm.
I feel like it's still a ways out, but they gave an official date. Like, the end of March, maybe, or something?
I don't remember, honestly.
Because we don't really follow WebOS, because it's a dead technology. We should have, too bad Pat's not around, right? We could always ask him how his touchpad's going for him. What do you think the over-under of him using it more than once a week is? Over or under?
Under.
Under?
For sure.
That's like, I'll go under. I don't know what you're talking about. Touchpads. They went on sale. They weren't good.
No, 49.
They were fine, actually. I don't know why they had fire sale. It was like 49 days after they released them. Like, screw it. We're done with that. But Who knows? Oh, we were gonna, yeah. So anyway, John Rubenstein.
Rubenstein.
Anything else you want to say about HP?
No. Another company that needs to figure out what they're doing.
Like RIM.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of the bold thing going around? Yes. That was funny.
I laughed.
So RIM's... Like, great. RIM has RIM Bold. It's a phone they have, I believe. Phone series. It's a whole series of phones.
Yep.
But they like they had this like cartoon that looked... Someone, I don't remember who said it, but they said it looked like the Burger King Kids Club is what it looked like, which it really did. It was just one of the funnier things. But I don't know. That, and then it's like so much backlash about it that RIM's like, it was just a... Like, it's not a real thing. It was just kind of in fun on our blog. Like, we didn't actually... Like, we're not doing anything with it. Like, they actually put out another post on their blog saying... Just settle down, guys. It's not that big of a deal.
It was, like, people freaked out. They're like, oh, what? Who are you advertising this to? Like, 12-year-olds now?
Yeah. It's like, that's like, just settle down. They're just, like, it's just like a, oh, like, could have been a fan drawing. I mean, for any, you know, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's funny. But, yeah, anything else you want to say about RIM? Just another company that needs to get
die, finally.
Yeah, you think so?
No, I think Microsoft or somebody big is going to buy them.
Somebody's going to buy them. Yeah. I think so, too.
It would be sweet. It would be sweet if Google bought them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's where you're going to go.
Yeah.
It would be smart. No matter who buys them, I think they're buying a lot of customers as long as they do it well.
Well, it's like, yeah, they've got a good client base to work with.
They build good hardware.
And you can only, it's like, I mean... It's good software. I mean, I don't want to say good. It's all right software. But, I mean, they kind of shot themselves in the foot with all of the network problems they've been having this year.
Right.
You know, so if they can get that stuff.
Yeah. I think they'll be bought, whether it's by...
Google.
Or
that's not open for.
Dish Network. Why would Dish Network buy them? I don't know. Who knows these things? Maybe T-Mobile will buy them. But anyway, you want to talk about Facebook? I think it's inevitable, and you don't want to? Fine. Matt, you want to talk about Facebook?
What do we talk about? Let's see.
they're going IPO.
They filed their S-1.
Oh, I had read that the other day.
So,
but they were pissed at someone.
Who was?
Facebook. Like, somebody put something out, or...
Was Zuckerberg pissed?
That's right.
Pissed that he only owns 20% of the company still, somehow.
But it was like somebody had released information about it early or whatnot that they didn't want getting out.
I hadn't even heard that. Have you? No?
No. Are you making stuff up?
He is, maybe. I don't
know.
I'm
sure I read it on like MSN or something like that.
You can't trust MSN. Just kidding. No, so they filed their S-1 on... What day did they file it? Wednesday? Was it yesterday? Yesterday. Wednesday, they filed it, which I believe they've remained private up until this point, so they've never had to release any hard numbers to the public because they're a private company. It doesn't matter. So once you file your S-1 and you start, you know, you get your IPO ready, you have to release these numbers, because when you're a publicly traded company, you have to do, you know, your earnings calls once a quarter. Like last week we just talked about Apple and AT&T and Motorola and a few others. It's just that time of the year. Really, it's that time of the quarter, I guess. We probably go through this every 4 or 3 months. But Google had some interesting Facebook had some interesting numbers. So they came out and they said that at current they have 845 million users, which is up from the estimated, I think they estimated 800 around there.
Yep.
Is what people were guessing at compared to like their last release. And last year when they released it, they were at 608, so they've gone up 39%. And 483 million visit daily, they say. That seems pretty crazy.
438 million.
Yeah, just 483 million.
So figure
so just under 500,
like,
well, not
with
just under
the 500 million. Ad impressions, like for Google AdSense, that their base I think is like per web view is like 0.0. Say it's like one thousandth of a cent. So say it's that, but then per click it's like 4 cents.
For each user is worth $4.39 is what it comes. Well, we haven't got that far, but that's what it comes out to for Facebook. So you're worth $4.39, Matt.
Nice.
How does that feel?
Feeling pretty good about myself right now.
Yeah, $4 worth, right?
Yep.
So yeah, so 483 million daily. And I think they said like half of that is mobile. I don't think there was an exact number, but it was a lot. They said they had 3.71 billion in revenue last year, and they took 1 billion in profit. So I mean, that's a pretty good percent. They're, I mean, a little more than a quarter of what they're making, they're taking. Which when we talk about Amazon later, we'll have a comparison, but they are not doing nearly close to that. 12% of their revenue is from Zynga alone, and 85% is from ads. So, yeah. So every ad is clearly... So 97% of their money comes from either ads or Zynga. I don't know what you'd attribute the other three to. Maybe other game makers, yeah. I suppose.
Yep. Well, I'm sure there's other, like, smaller apps and stuff that just aren't them related.
Well, it's hard when, obviously, ads is their hugest thing, but... But yeah, with 3.71 billion in revenue, that, like I said, that makes each user worth $4.39. A big thing that people are kind of astonished at is that Zuckerberg is said to own still 28% of the company, and he owns like
28% of the company, and he has 57%
of the voting. Yep, which is pretty impressive. They were talking in comparison, like Larry Page and Sergey Brin, when they went public, only owned like just under 15% each of the company, which I don't know. They said, especially with like some of the huge names that have invested in Facebook, like that's one of the more impressive numbers, is that he still owns so much.
Well, all you'd have to do is just make up shares in the company and go, oh, I deserve this much. Thank you.
Well, really, they just start out with it, and then they just, when they cut it, they don't cut it out of his.
Right.
Well, when they screw everybody over, right? Isn't that what the social network was all about?
It's true.
The Winklevi.
It's like how we have like 1,000 shares each, and Fowler has like 2.
Right. Just like that.
Yeah, sweet. Got 2.
And he's happy, so that's all that matters.
I haven't had any Bleed Geek points stolen in a while, so I've been doing all right.
No.
We just don't take tell away you shares.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it.
That's why you only have 2.
What did I start at?
1,000.
Shit.
Little did you know. But there was other notable names in... the Winklevi twins were named in it. But the co-founder...
Do they own stock, technically?
Yeah, it turned out to be like $30 million worth of stock at the current...
Okay, so they... Because I was always under the impression that
they
just got...
They got money, too.
Okay, so they got
a shit ton of money.
They got
money. They still have stock,
What too. A bunch of bitches,
I know, and they're still like continually suing. Well, because it was their idea. If you would have invented Facebook, you would have invented Facebook.
It's true.
I probably watched that movie tonight now, by the way. it's a good movie.
It is a good movie. Anywho.
But yeah. And then there was an article in the New York Times about, what's it, what we were looking at earlier, like some guy that came in and graffitied the walls for him, some artist from New York or whatever. I don't know, maybe it wasn't from New York, but...
Yeah, no, he graffitied and painted a lot of the
like
walls in there.
Inside their headquarters.
And he didn't take cash at the time. He just said, he just opted for stock, because it was... Fairly.
What did it give him? What did it say? Was it $20 million or $50 million now that they went public? That's what he got. I mean, that's not bad, right?
No.
That's a good couple days work or a couple hours.
I mean, who knows?
Say it even took him a month. Who cares? Say it even took him 2 years. Who cares?
Well, obviously, it probably didn't take him that long if he didn't need the money and he just took the stocks for that at that point. And it was obviously a while ago because, you know.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of people who are kicking themselves that were in a similar situation, but they just took...
The other people that were listed were more like actual like businesses. Like there were some bigger like venture capital companies that were actually invested, not necessarily... One of them that's like Bono's invested in it, like 12% of Facebook now or something. Like there are some ridiculous numbers, but I don't know. It's interesting, like... Suddenly, all the stocks are. It's $53 a stock is what it's worth.
Yep.
I saw. So, I don't know. And they said there's actually probably still more that they're not releasing yet, Like, they're not, like, I don't know how that exactly so works.
That's what I was
going
to ask. So is it,
but...
well, I'm sure they're only letting so much out on the market. You can
right.
buy X amount. You know, it's not like a completely public company where
right.
you buy as many as you want.
But still, it's still pretty crazy, like, just in general to think that, like, all these people are
so,
like...
So is it one of those things where, like, say they sell out of what they put out for public purchase... Does then the value go up just because it's something that's unobtainable now?
Well, then it's just in the stock market. It's not unobtainable. It's just traded
but,
publicly. Like
right, but
like
you have to
like
wait for somebody
else.
To buy it. But say nobody wants to sell.
Well, then yeah. Well,
then it's just like, oh, haha, I will sell it to you, but at twice. You know, you can own Facebook stock for $80 a share.
Right.
You know, it'd be interesting. I don't know.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know enough
the
about
details
it.
Of that, right? But.
I didn't pay attention in high school.
To Facebook?
To the stock? Did you guys have to play like the stock market game or whatnot
in sixth grade?
I feel like I
for
just
me it was
like,
in high school.
I just lied.
Where you
made
where
up
you had like $100,000 and you got to invest in
yeah.
companies? I so
with Mr. Reimer?
No, we had Miss Reddy.
Oh.
So we did it. It was me, I remember it was me, Chris Grundison, Jason Boudreau, and somebody, I don't remember who else it was.
I'm sorry.
So we didn't do like any math calculation. We were just like, let's find a company that's doing really good and buy a bunch of stock and see what happens. So there was like, you know, 1,000 teams in Minnesota that you were competing with. And the first week we were like, we bought way too much stock. So we were in the hole. So we were like fifth from last place. And it's like, damn. At the end of the year, we ended up investing in a company called US Robotics, which was like an up and coming, which is a huge robotics company now. And we ended up third place in the state at the end of the year. That was my big
well done
claim to fame.
Yeah. And it's like, damn, thinking about it now, it's like, too bad I didn't have real money invested in that.
You weren't rocking $100,000 to invest back in sixth grade?
Not so much.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all crazy, the stock market, whatever, but no, I don't know.
So the question is, will you buy Facebook stock?
Will I personally?
Yep.
Well, no, because I don't. I would,
not even one?
I own one stock in Facebook. Maybe.
Would be cool. You'd get a certificate out of it.
Hang on my wall or what?
Yeah.
I should start buying stock in every little company,
well, that's,
right?
See, that's
like,
I was thinking.
Like,
it'd be kind of cool to have Google.
Here's Facebook, here's Amazon, here's Google. Those are the four big ones.
Ugh.
What?
Apple.
You don't think that'd be a... Should have invested when they were losing it 4 months ago after the last... After the iPhone release when it all dropped. That's when I should have bought it.
It's not like it dropped a lot.
But it's still...
Yeah.
That's why.
Anyways. It would be cool to have their certificates hanging up on your wall, though.
Like one of like all the big tech companies.
Yep.
Like, I own them all. Like Monopoly, right? So I own the deeds.
True.
I put up little
then
hotels
put up little
on
hotels.
Them.
Hey, you gotta start with your houses first. You can't just jump to a hotel.
Sure you can if you buy five at once.
Yep.
It's just foolishness, though.
Until you land on it and you owe me all your money.
And then you're like, damn it.
Yeah, spread that shit out.
Nah.
I don't know how you play Monopoly New York, but...
it's they play with guns.
Right.
I'm stealing Park Place.
You're gonna give it to me. I'm not gonna pay you this.
And then
time.
they start doing like
the Jets.
It's not West Side Story.
Why not?
They start having knife fights over Baltic Avenue.
Little dance numbers.
Hey, look, it's a Puerto Rican.
Come on, we do our fights for Marvin Gardens.
Fair enough.
We're worth a little more. Mm-hmm. A little greater return on your investment there.
Exactly.
So anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah. So Facebook, it has
go Zuck.
Yeah.
You know, like I mean, the guy looks like a total wiener, but he's doing all right.
It's true.
A little more than all right.
He could retire happily now. He should just sell Facebook.
All of it.
Yep.
He got offered a while ago.
It would take billions to buy it from him. Tens of billions.
Well, now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, right now, if somebody was to offer him something.
But, you know, at least he... I mean, it's smart that he didn't sell it, I guess, but... who? I mean, it's hard... I'm sure it's hard to say no to those offers, though, when you're... I mean, he was not old, you know, he's young. It's like, ooh, think all the money, but at the same time, I think he's kind of a weird kid, so. And clearly, this is all just based on a movie I saw that was a fictional, not fictional, but highly,
based on reality.
Yeah. And highly dramatized. Yeah. Anyway.
Dramatized. Is that what you're going to say?
I was trying to think of the right pronunciation for it. Dramatized. So Amazon also released their numbers, which are not nearly as impressive as Facebook's, which is interesting because you'd think they'd be making a lot of money, right? Especially with these millions of Kindles they're supposedly selling.
But aren't they losing money on everyone they sell?
It's, yeah.
So it really doesn't mean anything.
They released their numbers. They had $17.4 billion in revenue last quarter. And we talked about Google doing about Facebook doing about a quarter of their. So if they did about a quarter, they'd be what, like three? They'd be a four and a half, maybe four and a little bit more than 4 billion. Guess how much they made in profit?
1.3 billion.
Randy, are you looking at it, or do you have a guess?
I had it.
They made 177 million only. Wow. So it's quite a bit less.
That seems crazy.
I know, right? But I mean, especially like. You got to think they have a lot more real investment in like even if they're selling stuff just barely above cost.
Right. Well, all of their stuff they're still investing.
And they have to have warehouses and they.
Well, how much are they? Think of how much their net worth is, though. Like with how much product is sitting in a warehouse.
Right.
You know.
I think that would definitely obviously be a lot higher then, but just
right.
But still, like.
I mean, 177 million. That's pretty impressive in the grand scheme of things.
I've seen it compared to Walmart. Like, but Walmart did better, but it's still like they're not they make a low percent too, a low percent over, but it's because they have so much in revenue like that the profit number, even though it's a low percent, is still a huge number. So at the end of the day, it's like $300 million in your pocket. I think that's some whatever number Walmart may have been, it's like it's still not bad. Like, you know, you're still gonna be happy about putting $300 million away every quarter, you know. I mean, and you got it like with Amazon, I think a lot of it, like I said, you know, plus they had to have put money into building all their tablets that they're selling, like before they sold them. I mean, they said they were up like 75% in Kindle sales over the holiday season though, so they're obviously making a ton and selling a ton, and we've talked about they don't ever release exact numbers though for whatever reason, kind of weird like that. I don't know. Amazon's just an interesting model, like just the way they do things. I'm sure they eat a lot of the shipping costs, especially with Prime members, right?
Yeah, well, I
you gotta think
it's
a lot
of
people don't use what it's worth.
I think it's one of those things that evens out,
right?
You know, in the end.
And I mean, yeah. And they own quite a few companies. They've bought a few, and I know that they've continued. I don't know the exact number, but I saw there was a number of companies that they purchased as well, and so I'm sure that hurts. But still, at the end of the day, putting $177 million in your pocket, I guess you could be all right with that.
Won't see me complain.
You think as an investor, you'd think you'd look at like Facebook and think, why aren't we having profits like that? Or do you think you're smart enough to, obviously, if you're investing, you know,
different too.
It's
the model.
Yeah, it's
or maybe look at Apple. Like, I mean, obviously they're not quite the same because one's more of a hardware builder.
Yeah, even I mean, I would think if you're going to compare to anybody, the closest thing would be a big retailer like Walmart. But I mean, it'd be interesting. I think it'd be kind of cool. Like, how do you think an actual Amazon store would do? Like, if they had, like, warehouses, like one in Minneapolis, one in Chicago, you know, in, like, kind of the big cities. Do you think that's something that people would go to?
If it was,
like,
would it be like Would it be like Sam's Club?
But you don't have to pay a membership fee.
No, I'm asking, though, if that's what you...
Oh, yeah, something like that. I don't know. I think it'd be cool. Like, yeah, went to Amazon yesterday.
Wouldn't that just be like a novelty for a little while, though? I mean, because you have so many other options.
But
I think that's what makes Amazon unique, is the fact that it's just online.
But a lot of their stuff has a lot steeper discounts, and I think, I mean, I think it could do well, because then you're taking out the shipping costs. I mean, the Prime members, that doesn't really
affect them. But now you're adding in more employee costs.
True.
I don't know. And to build the sites initially.
I mean, I feel like...
Taxes on that property. I mean,
the web part isn't... They're not getting as many customers as they could have, because... I mean, it's still the age of the baby boomers, and I think of people like my parents, they don't do hardly any online shopping. When I do my online shopping, like, all my Christmas shopping was on Amazon.
The reason they don't have stores is because then they have to charge tax. Mm. That's why they don't do it, because that's the big issue. That's why they pulled out of California, you know? Like, once they have a physical store where they physically sell things, they have to start charging everybody tax. And I think a huge thing, like, even for me, I shop there because, I don't have to pay tax. Why wouldn't I? Well, because I have free shipping and everything's mostly cheaper, whatever. But, and we've had this discussion every other week, I'm sure. But I think that's probably their biggest thing holding them back from having a store. I did find Walmart's numbers from last quarter. They had $109.5 billion in revenue and $3.3 billion in profit. So, I don't know. You know, it's they're still not, and like I said, you know, they're still putting $3 billion in their pockets at the end of the day. So, I don't know. You got to think. And then we talked about it last month, but Apple's profits last quarter was they had $46.3 billion in revenue and $13 billion in profit. $13 billion in profit. That's an insane number. So, I mean, even Walmart's not, I mean, they're doing less than 1%. You know, not a little more than probably around 2%, maybe 2.5% of what they're making in their pocket. So that's, I mean, but the whole reason is because they sell things so low. I mean, that's, they have to sell a lot to get make a penny on everything they sell, you know, not even.
So that rolling back
prices. I don't know. It just seems so crazy. Just so much money. All these companies, like the numbers are like just so inconceivable to think of someone having that much money somewhere.
Inconceivable.
Like even with Zuckerberg, like obviously it's not real. It's like he owns stocks. So it's not like he has like cash in this. Like he's got this big safe in the ground behind his house with like gold bars. It's not Scrooge McDuck, right? He's not diving into the big pile of gold. Exactly. Did we talk about that recently? Did we bring that up, Scrooge?
Yeah.
Like, diving, were we talking about
last week? Yeah, we were talking about it. Was it last week, I think?
It makes sense, it's not money something, bin. You know, like, it's not like that he has just the money at his house, so, or in a bank, even. It's in the market, like, he'd have to sell, and to sell that much stock would, I think, be hard, obviously, but, yeah, it's just, there's such insane numbers, you know, it's, like, hard to wrap your head around, you know? But, yeah. But last year, Amazon did $1 billion.
Only.
Or no, oh, that was Facebook's. $1 billion versus 631. So, I mean, they doubled. Facebook doubled in the last year in profit. I don't know. Yeah. It's crazy to think. It makes sense, though, that Amazon and Walmart, too, would be making such... You know, just such little returns, but...
Yep.
But like I said, I wouldn't be mad about $3 billion.
I wouldn't be mad about $1 million.
Unless you're making profit. You know, how many businesses just break even?
Yeah.
And that's success.
A lot of people are just fine with that. Yep. You know, if you're doing what you love, who cares? As long as you can pay the bills and keep the lights on.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's interesting, like... Because did Zynga file IPO already? Or were they talking
They were about talking it? About it. I'm fairly certain they haven't yet.
But it's just crazy to me to see, like that they get so much money from, I mean, 12% of their revenue. I mean, if they had $3 billion in revenue, obviously it's like over $300 million, almost $400 million then, just from Zynga. Like, that they're paying them. Like, that this just seems, you know, just write you a check.
Their Farmville and
Well, then they... And recently, they come out that they were like, they had some casino game, Bingo. Did you see? They're supposedly they're ripping it off from some other Facebook app maker. And
I'm sure. Well, it's
bound to happen where they use the same. I mean, Bingo. It's Bingo. Like, how do you? What are you gonna do to make it different, right?
It's true.
They made a rolling dice game. We've got a rolling dice game.
Yeah, it's just all.
I don't know. Zynga hit it right though. It's got some good. Therapists.
It's like
four psychologists. It's like Foursquare for them. Exactly.
We were just talking. I was talking to Randy last night about thinking about quitting. Like, we use Foursquare, whatever, but thinking about stopping because I'm like, really, what's the point of me checking into these places? Some places have little deals that you can, like, if you check in three times or with a large group or blah, 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 you can get discounts on food or what have you. Or I've seen places like you get a free drink if you're the mayor every time you're there once a day or something.
There's a bar in St. Paul that has that, a free drink every day for the mayor. It's like, man.
But I was just like, really, like, what's the point for me to keep doing this? Like, why do I, like, every time I go somewhere, check in some place, like, it just seems like such a weird thing, like, what's the point of it? And then I think, well, I'll just stop doing it. But then at the same time, I don't want to stop because there's, like, it gives you points. I don't know if you're familiar with Foursquare, Matt.
So Foursquare is an app that's, like, geo-based.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
And then you can check into places, so every friend that you have can see, oh, Mike checked into Rosedale Estates South. So when you check in, you get points, and then the person who has the most check-ins is the mayor. So, like, it took Mike quite a while. Like, I was mayor here forever. Then Mike swooped it from me. Then some chick out of nowhere came and swooped it from him.
And I had to fight teeth and nail to get it back. And so so I don't want to quit because, like, that's one thing. Is first of all, I don't want to give up my mayorships. I have, you know, a few around the area that I'd like to keep, and I make sure I go to these. Like, when I don't go there intentionally for that, but I make sure I check in there if I go there because I don't want to. Well, here, I make sure I check in for sure.
Right.
I'm not giving that up again. But it's, like, it's so funny is because, as I was explaining to him, it's, like, I understand the psychology behind it. It's, like, I know it's just the competitive, but, like, I can't quit doing it. Like, at the same time, like, I'm like, there's no point, but I can't stop. They're killing me.
That's why with things like that, I just don't bother starting.
Like with Zynga, they have multiple psychologists working for them, figuring out, like, what types of things people, like, why do people do something as stupid as checking into a place to hold a mayorship that, in the grand scheme of things, means absolutely nothing, you know? But it's like, yeah. So, it's interesting. Like,
how much time did I waste playing friggin' Mafia Wars on Facebook?
Well,
who didn't?
We brought that up last night. I'm like, it's exactly like playing Mafia Wars. Like, you keep on playing, and you're like, yes, I'm winning.
And then they add new stuff. Check out Shanghai. I'm like, all right, I can go to Shanghai and screw some stuff up. I got some guns. Let's go. I got all this stuff saved up, right?
It's true.
What, you didn't go to Shanghai?
I did go to Shanghai.
Was it China? I don't know what it was.
There was a bunch.
Some Asian
Eventually,
thing.
I was just like, then I was this like, is stupid.
Oh, a casino. Nice.
Wasn't there Thailand?
Because then you have to, like, build your buildings. I'm like, this is just
That's
stupid.
When it got a little, that's why I stopped.
Because then it's like, you got to request parts from friends.
I just thought you got to check back because your health's rebuilding. That's how they get you. It's like, look at the page views that are going up on the revenue they're making. Like,
well, and then the people that put in actual money, so they didn't have to wait for, like, their health to regen.
Yeah, you go. Like Target and buy little cards.
Well, yeah, and now they just use Facebook points, I think.
I know people. I mean, I won't lie. I'd put $10 into my Mafia Wars, and after I wasted it, I was like, that was the stupidest thing ever. That was so dumb. That was $10 gone.
I honestly had, like, the $20 card at Target one time, and as I was nearing the cash register, I was just like, what the hell am I doing?
Like, $20? Like,
dropped it in the little candy section there. And it's like, no.
Yep.
Like, it was like, to like, well, even.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Like, I started friending, like, you know, you'd find people because you need, like, mafia people. Like, or you have, like friends accounts. You don't know.
How many? Because that's, I joined a couple Facebook groups. I mean, I know I've told you multiple times, you know, so at one point I had like 700 Facebook friends, 3/4 of which were just Mafia Wars people. So my wall was just nothing but Mafia Wars stuff. And I'm like, this is so stupid. Yeah.
Well, and that's when it got bad. Because I tried not to spam people because I hated that personally. So, like,
I didn't spam my friends.
Right. You know what I mean, though? Like, you try not to keep it. You're like, man, I could really use a health pack right now. Like,
How can I get a health pack?
Randy, are you online?
Randy, give me a health pack, would you? Come on, I'm Jones in here. Come on, I need it. Where are you? Like, we got knocking on your door. Like,
yeah.
Can you log out of Mafia Wars? I need a health pack.
It's funny. I blocked all the games, so I don't see any of the stuff anymore. But I know one of Lydia's friends, her mom, got sucked into Mafia Wars in Farmville. And she doesn't have a job. And all she did, like, there was so many times, like, my wall would just be full of Farmville and Mafia Wars stuff from her. And it's just like, and she would, like, send me a message, be like, hey, I'm one board away from building my barn. Can you send me a board quick?
Come on, I just need the health pack.
Just like, oh, gosh. It got unreal. Is it about Mafia Wars?
No, it was something money, along those lines.
Putting in
Mafia
tokens.
Wars.
Uh-oh.
Phone calls.
That's my bad.
And we are receiving a phone call currently. Is it a caller? Caller, you're on the line.
Probably should answer this, actually.
Randy's got to take this call, so... But, no, seriously, what was I going to talk about? Facebook had to do with... It had to do with Mafia Wars.
The spamming and all that?
Well, I did Farmville for a while. Oh, there's a guy... It's funny how the older generation would get hooked. Like, there's a guy at Metalmatic when I worked there who, or maybe it wasn't even, maybe Josh was just telling me about it, but his wife was, like, constantly on Farmville. Like, she's like, oh, gosh, like, she didn't want to go places for long times. And even I, you know, I played Farmville for a while, too. It's like, you got to get back to check your crops, right? Like, you gotta get them in before they go bad. You gotta, and, like, well, I'd always figure it out, you know, so like I'm getting the most profit for my money. Yeah. Like I could out, you know, I like math, so it's like I was finding out, like, if I plant these and I plan out my day, you know, then you start planning your day around when you can check your crops, and it's like that's all bad. That's all sorts of bad.
See, I never touched Farmville, but you know, I got into Mafia Wars.
It's like the same game, really.
Who's like, oh,
right, come on, I just need a health pack. I just need that health pack.
You don't have to do anything. I just need extra people in my mob.
Right.
I'm like, all right, fine.
I just need that health pack. Did you go get me a health pack?
Oh, crap.
Randy's sending me a health pack right now.
Pack.
Thanks.
I need to get myself a health pack.
But, yeah. But, we've talked about Zynga before, and, like, it's just such a psychological... And even, like, we talked about Keep, I believe, a while ago with, like, their... They tried to bring it into... Like, do you think they are... Whatever happened to them? You think they're still around? I haven't heard anything about them in a while.
I haven't heard anything from them in a long time.
But they were about giving out real life achievements for games, like, oh, you got to level 5 in this game. Here's a coupon for a free Snickers.
Everybody probably realized that what's his face was just a total idiot.
The 18-year-old?
Yeah. Cuz I mean, if you want to know more about the kid, check out Kevin Rose's foundation with the kid, cuz yeah, he's 18-year-old and he's just a total, he just seemed very douchey. You know? It's just like, ugh.
Farmville is deadly.
Oh, that's the lady that
let... infant who interrupted her Facebook game.
Yeah.
That's no good. So apparently, if you're in the chat room, you can see Farmville can go very, very badly.
And don't step in the way of Mike and his Mafia Wars. Well, you wouldn't wanted to have.
Wouldn't have wanted to?
Back in the day.
Right. I had to catch up, and I was like, I gotta catch up to Randy. He started like a year before me, and I could never catch him. I was like, fuck this game. I'm out.
Yeah.
So then I had to quit.
Yeah. And then some of us even had, like, multiple accounts going on.
By some of us, he means himself.
It's true. I had 2 Facebook accounts. I won't lie. Lydia did, too.
Send yourself stuff, right?
Send yourself stuff. And then, yeah. And then you build, like, a character just for fighting, so you could fight people. And then you could kick their butt, and you'd be like, ha, 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 ha.
I did, like, going on and finding, like, weak people and kicking their asses and stealing their stuff.
Yep. Then if you hit the wrong
people, that
makes sense.
You're from New York.
Because it's funny, because there's a lot of Facebook groups on there that are like gaming clans, and they will like war each other. And if you hit somebody, like if you hit somebody that's in a clan, they'll send like all of their guys after you. Because I know I had gotten attacked for like 3 weeks in a row, and I'm just like, this is so stupid.
I always would get mad. Like I'd come back and I'd be like, really? You stole all my stuff? Really? Hate this game.
Yeah, I did like robbing weak people too.
I know, that was the best.
I gotta collect my money now because I stole it all.
Then you get like the scripts that would do the auto robbing for you and stuff like that. You're like, oh, what's that all about?
You cheating?
Yeah, I was working the system.
Matt used to play Mafia Wars in real life back in the United
States.
He worked his way up in the mob.
That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about the Facebook game.
Yeah. He's like, we're talking about a game?
I thought you meant like on the streets. The little weak people. And
well, you hit them with the lead pipe. That's what you do, right?
That's awesome.
Clock the old people in their walkers going down the street.
Did you hear about that old lady that got robbed? Attempted to be robbed?
For what?
Like her purse stolen by some kid. And she...
In Mafia Wars?
Or
in New York?
She had gotten robbed at her house. No, this is serious. I don't remember what city it was in.
No, this is serious.
Her house had gotten robbed like a couple days before. She was walking down on the street. Some guy came up and tried to mug her and take her purse. And she apparently then and there decided that she wasn't going to put up with crap. 55-year-old lady. So she started chasing the kid and like yelling for help. And ended up getting like a couple other people helped her. And like they tackled the guy and he got... put in jail and a bunch of crap, and it's just like, bravo.
I hope when they were holding the guy down, they let the lady kick him a little bit
in the nuts,
do a little stomping.
Yeah,
you know about that, right?
little curb stomp action.
I had a very violent life. That's why I are you in like the witness protection program? Should we not talk about this? Is that why you're here in Minnesota?
His name is Matt Fowler. It used to be
no.
Stop giving out my name. Knock this shit off. What's the matter with you guys?
So your name is Matt Fowler. Was your like code name on the streets Fat Mowler?
Because he switched Fat Mowler. Letter, get it?
That's not the first time I've heard that.
Fat Mowler.
Yeah.
You maul people.
Well, that would be Mauler. You said Mowler.
I know, but I changed it the second time around.
Are you gonna fight him right now?
Well, he doesn't have that fat wad of cash sitting on his desk.
It's not on my desk. It's locked away now.
Damn it.
Only Mike knows where it's at.
Uh-oh.
And actually, Lydia.
Probably. Well, clearly you know as well, but...
Right.
I hit it, but only Mike knows. No, but
I closed my eyes.
But I hit it. Damn. That plan didn't work out so well. Anyways. Is that it?
Yeah, I got nothing else.
Actually...
change your password today?
Yesterday was National Change Your Password Day. I don't have too much
safety
on it.
Safety first.
We suggest...
Like a PSA.
I'm from information security. We suggest passwords all... Like, if you're going to... People are going to use the same password for certain accounts. I'm guilty of it. But keep separate passwords. It's recommended to keep separate passwords for things like your face... Things that you definitely don't want people to get into. Like, if they get your
PayPal
password... So PayPal, bank account, credit card, that kind of stuff.
Or like, well, especially like you look at like, well, Zappos got hacked. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Sure, they didn't get any credit card numbers, but they got emails and passwords.
Which is just as good.
Because then they can just start trying them. When we used to talk about Anonymous a lot, like they had passwords, they would just try them. They handed them all out. People just went and tried them because so many people use the same passwords. Again,
yep.
I mean, I'm guilty of it too, but... You know, you just go take the email and the password and go start putting in random sites. PayPal, Facebook, Twitter. You're bound to get into something, yeah. Right? If someone's using the same, which, like, honestly, I think it has to be, like, how many people, like, well, if you were to guess a percent, how many people do you think don't use different passwords for everything? 85, 90?
I would say 80% solid.
Yeah, easy.
Yep.
Like,
it's
and
scary,
I understand
though.
It's hard. And there's lots of things out there. If you really want more info, you can... Send us an email and we'll help you out.
There's a couple applications. There's a couple applications you can look at.
KeePass,
and then Password One. One Password.
One Pass, yeah.
And there are applications that you can like store your passwords in. I mean, it's a good idea because then you can keep a separate password for every single account you have. The bad thing is if your computer is compromised, it's one key to get into accessing all of your passwords. But it's better than nothing. Are you going to say there's like a dual authentication type thing?
For what?
I don't know. You were looking like you were going to be like, oh, but it's not just one password.
No.
Okay.
I wasn't going to deny.
Oh. And then the only other interesting thing I saw today about Google was... So they got brought to court in France. Did you see that?
I saw that they had to.
So they've been ordered to pay...
I feel like they go to court to everybody. Everyone's trying to bring them down.
They got brought to court to pay a French map maker.
A cartographer?
The court ordered them to pay $660,000 in damages because Google Maps is free, and they claim that it's hurting their business.
Did they win? Well,
the court ordered it. Google is gonna, yeah, the Google's gonna be countering it, but it's like, if this actually passes, it really opens up the floodgates for all sorts of other people.
In France, maybe.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But like, it'll be different in every country because they have different, at least slightly different legal systems.
But it's so stupid. Because
like, look at all the freaking Samsung Apple shit going on in every freaking country there is. And it's all different turnouts, different slightly, you know what I mean? Like, so it's the same thing for Google, but. Yeah. But who knows?
And then, what was the other Google thing that I had? I had one more. Let me bring it up quick.
Are you Googling it?
Are you Googling it, he said. Ha ha ha, good one.
Spyware? The spyware thing. Today they so we've talked about
Sexy Girl Apps.
We've talked about a couple times in the last year. Huh?
I don't know, you just freaked out. I said Sexy Girl Apps. That's what it said in the thing.
That's what I put in there.
Just randomly, he just goes Sexy Girl Apps. I'm sorry.
Yeah, read Blue Geek. Daily Geek Report.
I don't have my paper in front of me. I'm sorry.
No, read the Geek Report that we post on the website. Could have read it before you came over.
Yeah, it was
read it right now.
Read it right now. Good one, Mike. Anyways.
If you're not, obviously, if you're not watching live, Matt doesn't have a computer in front
of him. If you've been paying attention to Bleed Geek, we've talked about a couple different times within the last year of Google having to deal with spyware issues in their marketplace, and that's one of the bad things about having a completely open marketplace for people to submit apps. But whatever. But it's all like
at your own risk.
Well, that's just it.
Read
you know?
Reviews, people. And, there's two reviews,
what I put in the Geek Report, it's all like they gave an example of a lot of the apps, and it's like all sexy girl type apps. Like it's like sexy girl wallpaper.
That's what gets attention.
And it's like,
it's like
that everybody that downloads that,
you can pick like what your thing is, and like I've seen, like I've read things where like they'll put like ways to get more views is to put a like on the clip the picture of it. It's like a girl, you know, like,
yep,
because that's what sex sells.
Right, and it just seems funny, because it's like, I would never download an app that said that, first off. I mean, that just seems weird. But then, to download an app that has less than, like, 100 downloads on it, why would you even get that?
You probably don't respond to those emails from those beautiful Russian ladies that keep emailing me.
He only likes his uncle that's stuck in Zimbabwe. That's the only one he talks to.
It's true.
Where is that, what it is? Something in Africa, right?
My uncle?
Yeah, I don't know, like your uncle or your family members, like, oh, I'm stuck in blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
the prince, the African prince or something?
That's a different one. That's a different one.
Are you talking about, like,
emails.
Actual
emails?
Yeah, you get, like, the emails,
I thought you were talking about legitimate family. I'm like, I'm not supposed to talk about that, actually.
No.
We can talk about it offline.
Okay.
No.
You're like, it's like when I just busted Matt for being in the witness protection program. You're like, damn, I'm like, fucking whistleblowing everything around here. I'm gonna call Pat.
Pat is gonna be so pissed. Oh, I suppose there was a.
That's right, Todd. There isn't.
There was an announcement. I didn't read the story actually.
I didn't either.
Time, but I did. I did see that there was a Windows 8 phone announcement. We'll talk about it next week.
Maybe.
Heartless, Mike.
That's right.
All right.
So anyway, I think that pretty much wraps us up. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Go Patriots.
Go Giants.
Go Eli.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think
that's who I'm.
Honestly, I don't care who wins. I just want to see a good game.
Yep.
I'm gonna throw that out there.
And I care who wins.
And I want to see good pizza.
Good pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe that exists here in Minnesota.
Good pizza.
Yeah. Because you're from New York.
Yeah. Exactly.
Matt's above us.
When it comes to pizza, yes. Yes.
What about
Have
Chicago?
Have you had good pizza?
Chicago doesn't count. It's not pizza.
Ooh.
It's pie. Exactly.
It's true. Have you ever been to Sven and Ollie's Pizza in Grand Marais?
I have not.
Ooh. You should check it out sometime.
Best pizza ever.
It's pretty...
Yeah, I doubt that.
Where do you get the best pizza ever?
Best I've had is probably Umberto's. Umberto's in New Hyde Park, Long Island. It's quite good. Basically...
I heard you shot a guy there once.
Most. The best time I ever was there was when one of our football coaches foolishly invited all the linemen from our team and was just like, yeah, just keep eating till you're done. And just kept ordering pie after pie after pie. And a bunch of fat guys, we just sat there and keep eating pie after pie after pie.
Matt eats pie.
That's what you call it. It's a pizza pie.
I know. Remember he agreed Chicago? Yeah. Why are you freaking out?
I don't know why do you always want to fight everybody?
I'm from New York.
Because he has Puerto Rican in him.
At least you can admit it. So anyway, back to wrapping this up. Back to wrapping this up.
I'm Randy Orvis.
No, we're not just that kidding. Far yet. I mean, you are Randy Orvis. I'm not denying that for the time being.
So check us out online. Bleedgeek.com.
And check... often, because hopefully we're going to have some cool announcements coming soon.
Ooh. Cool announcements.
And...
Any brick?
Huh?
He was doing, like, the brick from the middle.
Oh.
A little creepy talk to himself.
Oh. That kid's awesome. So, yeah, check the site. Follow us on Facebook, because obviously we put everything there, too. And on Twitter, facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Is Ift working for Twitter now?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So... whichever method you prefer to follow us, you'll get lots of information. We're artificially active, I guess, but we're active.
No, we're active. Looks we're active everywhere. We have an interweb presence. We just need Tumblr working.
Well, I could probably hook that up. But anyway, at BleedGeek, facebook.com/BleedGeek.
BleedGeek.com. BleedGeek.com.
BleedGeek.tumblr.com. I think that's what it is.
There's a tumblr.com/BleedGeek.
No, I think it's BleedGeek.tumblr.
Okay.
Anyway, you can always call us. We didn't get it going. We talked about it last week. We were going to do maybe call-ins, but we didn't even try it this week.
Nobody was interested.
We had a lot going on. But if you want to call and leave us a message, you certainly can do that, too, at 406-79-GEEKS or 406-794-3357. And you can always email us at...
fans@BleedGeek.com.
So, yeah.
You can follow us individually.
I am at Mike037.
Matt's at the Fowler. And I'm at Crandall111. Maybe I should just be at Randy Orvis.
That's weird. Is it available?
No.
I'm going to go swipe it right now. I'm going to be at Randy Orvis. Or maybe Matt is. But yeah, we're
called Dibs.
Dibs. But with that, I am Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And thank you for listening.
Go Google.